big announcement today in the world of college football as well, or high school football, or recruiting, or whatever you want to call it. But he was a local kid.
Yes.
One of the biggest recruits in his class. Went on ESPN earlier today, Julian Lewis, and says that he's going to Colorado.
Good for him,
he's going
man.
To play for Coach Good. Prime. Now, he had been committed to USC. And
if they didn't stink, hell, I can't get on these damn children, so never mind. I mean, if they didn't stink as bad, would he still have went down?
I don't know, but it would probably have helped.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they lost another one, a D-tackle, who also looks like he's going to go to Colorado.
Who USC. USC did?
Yes.
Boy, I know. That's the thing about it.
Who's lost more big-time players, Florida State or USC?
I don't know. The ones I hear about are USC, and maybe it's because they go to Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or they commit on national TV or whatever, but... Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's always the saving grace for these college coaches that aren't winning is, well, we've got a great recruiting class coming in. I still can recruit. I'm bringing them in. Lincoln Riley seems like he loses a big-name guy every single week.
They don't replace him, man.
And doesn't win games.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have an under 500 record this season, which is crazy.
Ew.
Now, I know they've played some, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah. not much of a good argument for that, but I don't think they'll fire him. Not this offseason.
Come on, Lincoln Riley? No, I think he'll get another year. Because you look at some, and I hate that phrase when it comes to firing somebody, or not firing somebody, well, who are you going to get? You know what I mean?
I mean, they're USC. They should be able to get somebody else. Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing when we talk about Venables down there in Oklahoma. You told me about his wife. I forgot his wife was sick before. Mm-hmm. That might be a situation where he steps away.
Maybe. I don't know.
But, yeah, like, I think, you know, USC is a primetime job. It is.
It is.
It is. Just what it is. It's just like, what? Because his biggest thing, he's the quarterback whisperer. Right. His quarterback's win Heisman, mm-hmm. and he has three of them, so mm-hmm. he has a track record for mm-hmm. coaching Heisman winning trophy. But they don't get anything else. Where did Bear Alexander? He left Georgia, go there. He didn't do nothing.
Right.
I think I saw when he was back in Georgia on a visit.
Probably.
Did they forgive him?
You got to keep the relationship strong.
Did you forgive him?
It's like when you cut guys in the NFL, you know? It's like, all right, let's make sure we do this right just in case we need him in a couple weeks.
Right.
You know?
Hey, just go stay in the hotel room for about a week.
That's like
we'll bring you back.
With Julian Lewis, like Kirby knew he was going to go to Colorado when they had him at the Tennessee game last weekend. But we're going to be nice to him.
Yeah,
because it might not work out at Colorado.
Because the track record of a lot of these guys, it don't.
Exactly right.
It don't.
Exactly right. And look, like, I don't want to do that today because obviously it's really cool for him. And, like, I don't know. Think about this. Think about, like, you're a lifelong Colorado Buffaloes fan, right? Whether you grew up in Colorado, you went there, whatever.
Shout out to Miss Peggy.
Yeah, 100 years old.
That was great. Then they sung a happy birthday
awesome.
And her face. Oh, she's just freaking awesome.
Like her, for instance.
Yeah,
or you know, anybody who's been a fan of that program and all that, like, you know, they've had some success for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, they've won games, and it's a good fan base and all that. It's never been like this. Like,
hell no.
This is crazy.
No, like, this Colorado.
If you're a lifelong Colorado fan
Boulder,
and now this falls in your lap, that's
Boulder,
like the most fun thing ever.
Boulder ain't never. And, I mean, like you said, they had Cordell.
Sure,
they had some great teams.
It's a proud
great
program.
Great team, great
proud
program. Putting that light in.
Nothing like this.
And, yes, like, but that's the prime effect.
That's cool.
Yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
I'm just thinking about it from the standpoint
about it is Boulder,
of.
First of all, Boulder is, the University of Colorado is one of the most, just where it sits in the mountains, is one of the best, beautiful places you'll ever see.
It's a great school.
It
is a great academic school.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
awesome
to get
place.
All, get, to get. Prime
mm-hmm.
and all that that goes with Prime,
mm-hmm.
man, yeah.
And they're winning this
and
year.
And they're winning.
And then you get this kid committing, and maybe if you're, you know, again, if you're a diehard fan of that program, you're worried that Dion's going to leave. You're worried he's going to go coach somewhere
His
else.
His kickstand is down, Buck.
Kickstand's down. And now we know what that means because Julian Lewis committed there. So that at least gives you the indicator that he's staying for a little while longer, doesn't it? Like, that dude's not committing there if he thinks Dion's leaving.
No.
He's talked to Dion about it.
He talked to Dion this morning.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he talked to Dion already.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I'm about to go on Pat's show.
That doesn't guarantee anything.
I'm about to go on Pat's show.
If Dion gets a better job, maybe he goes there, and maybe Julian goes with him. I don't know.
I think Dion, Prime, Coach Prime, set this thing up. First of all, at the press conference, how you going to ask me about that in front of my AD? So, bam, that's another $3 million added on. All right.
Oh, yeah. What's that contract negotiation look like this offseason?
He's getting a pay raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting a pay
now,
raise.
Now, does he do it the traditional way of pretending that he wants the whatever job?
No.
Or he just does it from the, we don't need to do all that song and dance. You see what I'm doing.
Like,
here.
He ain't going to get Kirby money, but he's going to get a bump.
But why? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, in terms of the revenue that he's bringing there?
No, I agree with that. He's not getting Kirby.
But why?
He's not getting an $8 million bump.
He should. Yeah. He should.
He's not, yeah, he's not getting
eight. He should. Because first of all, Kirby's underpaid. Yes. Like, people aren't going to like that. But yeah. In terms of what he's making versus what he's doing for the university and the revenue that comes in versus what, like, other people in sports make in terms of their piece of the pie and the revenue that's coming in, mm-hmm. Kirby makes less money than he probably should, and probably a lot of top flight college, but that's just where the market has been.
Right.
That's what I would do if I was Deion. Pay me like that.
Oh, no, I would ask.
Look what I've done. Yeah. Look what I've done to this economy around
it's
here.
It's beautiful. And I go back, Deion, where are the trophies at?
They're coming.
Yeah, okay. Because you know they're afraid.
They're coming.
We coming.
Yeah, they're coming.
You know they're afraid.
Well, they got the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, we coming.
Yeah, and where's everybody else's trophies
yeah,
at?
Yeah, man.
But, there's two coaches that have trophies.
But
right
yeah,
now.
That'd be that. But yeah, again, good for that young man and his family, and hopefully it works out for him, unless they play Georgia. he might be a Bulldogs quarterback down the road.
Yeah, exactly. You might be rooting for him at Georgia in a couple years from now, the way this thing seems to go.